To the immigrants who made this possible. Introduction. No BS. No one has ever left a meeting with me wondering what I meant. When I say something, it is clear, candid, and often blunt. Am I being too subtle as my punchline when I deliver a message I consider obvious? I'll occasionally add, I can speak slower if you want, to ensure my point is received. I can seem gruff. I know that. And I can be impatient. I have an embedded sense of urgency. What I can't figure out is why so many other people don't have it. But from an early age, I realized that I had a fundamentally different perspective from my peers. I was willing to trade conformity for authenticity, even when that meant being an outlier, which it usually did, and even if it meant being on my own. In this book, I share the story of how a restless, curious boy who grew up in Chicago made it to the Forbes 400. I'll describe the risks that paid off and those that didn't, and tell you what I learned in the process. I'll take you inside my world of companies, where culture is king. That is, we take great care with the way we do things, with transparency, alignment, and trust. I'm probably best known for creating several of the largest companies in commercial real estate and for helping establish today's $1 trillion public real estate industry. But most of my investments are actually in other industries like energy, manufacturing, retail, travel, logistics, healthcare, and so on. You could say I'm an investor or an allocator of capital, but what I really am is an entrepreneur. I focus less on specific industries and more on seeing opportunity in anomalies or trends that catch my attention. I also read risk for a living. I'm very focused on understanding the downside. And I have a pretty good track record, but it's not perfect. You can't play at this level without some pretty big highs and lows. Of course, they usually don't happen within the same couple of years, but they did for me in 2007 and 2008 with our $39 billion sale of Equity Office, the company built from scratch, and the $8 billion privatization of Tribune Company, which closed at the start of the Great Recession and went into bankruptcy a year later. In real estate, I'm known as the Grave Dancer. That was the title of an article I wrote back in 1976, and the nickname stuck. Some might see buying and creating value from others' mistakes as a form of exploitation. But I see it as giving neglected or devalued assets in any industry new life. And often in my career, I've been the only bidder for them. The last chance for resurrection. I'm not claiming to be altruistic, just optimistic and confident that I can turn those assets around. That, in my definition, is an entrepreneur. Someone who doesn't just see the problems, but also sees the solutions, the opportunities. Not surprisingly, a fundamental part of being an entrepreneur aligns with my tendency to walk out of step with the norm. I have a saying, if everyone goes left, look right. Conventional wisdom is nothing to me but a reference point. In fact, I believe it can be a horribly debilitating concept. It often boils down to a bunch of people yelling, go this way. And once the crowd gets going, it can get real loud, real fast. We saw it in the stampede of commercial real estate development.